1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The talk- ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Democrats on a winning streak, scoring big election night victories in Ohio. Voters said yes to amending the state's constitution to preserve the right to an abortion. Democratic wins in Kentucky and Virginia, also powered by support for abortion rights.
Where abortion wasn't an issue, Republicans won easily. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves winning re-election there. The Democrat Brandon Presley underperforming. In Philadelphia this morning, history being made. Sherelle Parker, now the city's first female mayor.
ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce. And now we look ahead to 2024. Tonight, five Republicans will be on a stage in Florida for the next Republican debate. Frontrunner Donald Trump has once again chosen not to show up. Instead, he will hold an event on his own about a half hour away. Former President Trump's daughter Ivanka is in New York right now testifying at his civil fraud trial. Target, now the latest big retailer to announce it will be closed on Thanksgiving. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society, somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The city of Manitowoc could decide the fate of a New Zealand bird contest. Talk show host John Oliver has purchased a billboard in Manitowoc in support of the Pootekiteki, an awkward-looking bird near extinction that is in the running for Bird of the Century. The host of HBO's Last Week Tonight has taken an interest in the contest and announced on his show Sunday night that he's purchased billboards on the bird's behalf in London, Paris, Tokyo, Mumbai, so why not Manitowoc? For what it's worth, Oliver not only wants the Pootekiteki to win, he wants it to be a landslide. Fire officials in Sheboygan County say a barn was totally destroyed after a fire Monday night. The sheriff's office in Sheboygan County responded to a call about the fire around 9:30 p.m. to Tower Drive in the town of Scott. Authorities say the fire had completely taken over the barn by the time they arrived. No people or animals were hurt. There is an investigation in the works. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight as the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, the Badgers basketball team has a tough challenge when they host number 9th-ranked Tennessee, 8 o'clock Friday night in Madison. NFL, the Packers gearing up for a trip to Pittsburgh this weekend. They face the Steelers Sunday at noon. Baseball, the Brewers front office in Scottsdale for managers' meetings. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here without Craig Counsell as manager.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And that is for today. It's for tomorrow, it's for next season, and it extends to the next generation, as everyone knows from what we're doing with the stadium financing plan. We're all here because we lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 44, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 37 tonight, chance for scattered showers. Highs around 46 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Greg Bach in studio with me, Kelvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious.